Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Many functions are now considered to be ones that can only be provided by government. Most people aren't even aware that free enterprise has often provided almost all of them, usually at a lower cost and a more equitable basis. For instance, did you know that Indiana's expressways are leased and operated by a private company, or that most of the roads are built by private companies? Did you know that Henry Wells, one of the founders of Wells Fargo, initially outcompeted the post office on both price and service? This caused the government to reduce postage rates, but also to pass a law making it illegal for private companies to compete with the government. You may have heard of the multiple private companies that are already operating or are testing spacecraft to resupply the International Space Station at a cost much lower than the government space shuttle. Did you know that private companies once produced circulating gold coins and paper money that the public preferred to U.S. government money? From the 1830s to 1850s, the Batchelors produced gold coins in North Carolina that sometimes contained more gold than the corresponding U.S. mints issues. Did you know that during the Civil War, paper money issued by Denver's Clark Gruber & Company traded at a higher value than U.S. government currency? The competition proved so strong that the government bought Clark Gruber's operations and eventually turned it into the Denver Mint. Did you know that cities like Philadelphia, Nashville, and Scottsdale once had privately funded fire departments, and Scottsdale even had a private police force? The judiciary has been significantly supplanted by the work of the private American Arbitration Association. Private operations are able to reach decisions faster and at a lower cost than if the parties fought it out in a government court. As for national defense, the story is that when American forces fought the Barbary Pirates on the shores of Tripoli, the unit only included 6 government Marines. The rest were private mercenaries. Anything the governments do not only can probably be done by free enterprise, it likely already has. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.